is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Sponsored by Max Barbecue, Golden Isles Collision, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. And now, here is your host, Brad Kirkland.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Live from Max Barbecue, I'm Brad Kirkland. This Brunswick High Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Mr. Shuck Seafood, Golden Isles Collision, Jack's Tire and Brake, Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by our host, Max Barbecue. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Garrett Grady. Well, welcome back, coach. Lost a tough one Friday night. I got to tell you, this is a pretty tough pill to swallow, just based on I know what we have on this team, and I know while what we watched a little bit of Glenn play, there's no way we lose this game, but somehow or another, it happened. So I know you got some thoughts on it.
Yeah, definitely. You know, looking back at the game, and if something could go wrong, it went wrong, and you know, that's my responsibility as the head coach, and we just got to learn from it and get better, and the things that went on in the game. And the biggest thing, I think, is the penalties and the missed opportunities. I think we made some crucial errors at crucial times, and that didn't help us at all in the ball game. But definitely looking back, you know, we've got to do a better job of preparing for this game. And not only we lost the city championship, but we are 0-1 in the region, and that's not where we want to be right now. And moving forward, you know, looking back at everything, we've got to learn from our mistakes, and I think we've really got to limit these penalties, be more disciplined up front, and we've got to, you know, I think it's the five-yard penalties that really add up, and it's the little things that become big things, and that was one of the biggest things that happened to us last Friday night.
Absolutely, and the main thing is that we do learn from it, and that, you know, that way when we get down the road in these tougher games, that it's going to pay off a little bit. It was tough. It was a tough weekend. So I'm curious, what did you do on Saturday?
Watched a lot of film and took a lot of notes from the film, and just I think I turned it on and I turned it back off probably a few times, you know, just the missed opportunities that we saw on the field. And there was a lot of opportunities that we should have capitalized on and we didn't. And it was really tough watching that, you know, Saturday and Sunday again. And then, you know, this is the last time probably we're going to talk about it right now, you know, this after the night, and then we're going to move forward and really focus on Grovetown, which we have in practice all week long.
Absolutely, absolutely. Is this something y'all do as a coaching staff? Everybody breaks down that we're getting, or is it something you did on your own?
No, I mean, Saturdays, every coach has, you know, their position to evaluate, and then we meet on Sundays at 2 o'clock as a staff. Our coordinators come in a little bit before then, and we talk about some things, you know, what happened in the game, and I get their thoughts and moving forward, you know. And then every position coach comes in at 2 o'clock. We have a special teams meeting. I have my thoughts and overview from the game. And then what we did this Sunday was go position by position. I want to know players, want to know, you know, good, bad, ugly, what happened. From a position coach breaking down their position. So everybody's accountable, everybody's responsible for, you know, breaking down their position, and that's what we did.
Was there any one thing that was the consensus of why things happened the way they did? I mean, actually, our defense played pretty good. I mean, if we held them 22 points.
But, right.
But, I mean, it's just
I mean, I definitely think, you know, you look back at the crucial errors at crucial times, I think, you know, the penalties, I think we got a 40-yard touchdown call back because we're moving to the line of scrimmage before the ball snapped. We have a muff punt that gives them the ball back and puts our defense in a bad situation. You look at the missed PATs and everything, and that's all because of alignment by our offensive line, you know, up front, the protection that we got to do a better job of our spacing up front. And, you know, I just think, you know, those are things that we've got to do better at, you know, and moving forward, we can't make the same mistakes twice.
Right, right. This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, if you'd have told me we were going to hold them to 22 points, I would have said, okay, we're going to have 50, and yeah, great, 22 points, be fine with me. But for some reason, we couldn't score points. We put ourselves in a hole, start behind the chains. Why couldn't we get some points going? What was going on? I know penalties, but
yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. I think it's hard for anybody to get in a rhythm if you start first and 15 or first and 20, or you get a big play like we had the 40-yard touchdown call back on possession, and that's called back, you know, and then you go behind the chains. I think we play from behind the chains most of the night, and that's not how you want to start your offensive possessions or anything. And then when we have the ball inside the red zone or even deep inside, you know, the 10-yard line and everything, we've got to be able to come out there with points. I think that any time that you go down there and don't get any, you know, yeah, you're taking time off the clock and everything, but I'd rather take points any day of the week or every time, you know, off the clock. And we've got to be able to punch it in. We've got to be able to, you know, get across the goal line. We're not successful doing that the other night.
Right. Well, I know we started behind the chains a lot, like you said, but and that puts you in a position where you do have to kind of throw the ball more. Right. I didn't think we had a great night throwing the ball, even though we had dynamic receivers. You don't see Terry Mitchell drop balls, and he dropped a few balls that I bet he went back and watched them, and I should have had that ball.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just not only one guy. It's a distribution of a lot of things that happen, whether it be, you know, offensive line, not maintaining blocks and giving up sacks. Was it, you know, not getting set as receivers, not getting in the right formation. We're trying to, you know, go tempo, and we got 12 guys on the field. It's just a combination of a lot of things that happen. But like I said, when you're calling plays and you're in that situation, it's very difficult to, you know, get the rhythm of things and get some things going. You know, I think we ran the ball well in some areas, and then we come back either with a holding call or another 5-yard penalty, and then it's backed up. And so then, you know, like I said, you're behind the sticks, and before you know it, it's third down and third and long. And, you know, those are difficult downs to be a part of on an offensive unit.
Well, Coach, do the players go back and rewatch film? Is that something y'all require of them? You know, they break it down, maybe some of the things that they could have done better.
So we share the film with our guys, so they have the ability to go ahead and watch it over the weekend and huddle. And that's one of the great things about having huddle is, you know, they don't have to be directly with you to watch it.
Right.
You know, they can kind of watch it first. And, you know, so they know when we meet on, you know, Monday after weight training, before dinner for fourth block, you know, we meet as a whole team. We point out the big stuff, and then we break up into position groups, and then actually watch the film and go over and make the corrections that we need to, you know, have. A lot of the good thing about huddle too is that you can put comments on each play. So as they're watching the play, a comment will pop up, you know, directed to whoever, you know, needs to fix a technique or, you know, do something better during that play. But yeah, the guys have all access to that, and, you know, they watch it, so they do know what we're talking about. But yeah, we watch it as a whole team on Monday afternoon.
Very good. More to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Hey, sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m., Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust. Member FDIC.
High school football season is here, and for over 28 years, Air Adjusters has been your home team and has been helping you score that touchdown by keeping you cool in the Georgia summers and warm in the winters. High quality work from trained professionals, so give your hometown team a call. Air Adjusters, a Carrier factory authorized dealer. Financing available 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Brad Kirkland. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. Well, Coach, talk to me about your OC, because we were just chit-chatting a while ago about the OC being on the field and not in the skybox where we can kind of see, you know, bird's eye view there. So, you know, I think most of the time I see OCs, a lot of times they're the ones in the box, and I know you used to be in the box when you were OC. Any reason why you got your guy on the field?
Yeah, I definitely think it's a different, it's a combination of a couple of things. Is when your offense coordinator coaches your quarterbacks, and there's not another quarterback coach or a skill coach to relay those messages from, you know, the offense coordinator to him, that's why I think it's important for him to be on the field, is to talk to the quarterbacks. You know, this is much different from when I was the offense coordinator. You know, I'm an offensive line guy, and you know, and excuse me, talking to the quarterbacks. You know, Coach Penner did that. You know, he coached that position as well. So it is one thing from being in the box. You do see a lot of things, but we still have that capability of looking at that from the sideline with our sideline replay stuff. So he does get that view. You know, after the play, and it is, you know, on our iPads that are on the sideline. But, you know, you also just, it's different when you coach that position. I think you got to have one voice talking to the quarterback. It doesn't need to be someone else, especially when you hear that voice in practice. And I think that's the difference. The reason why he's on the field, and, you know, speaking when I was back in the booth. So,
who do you have in the box right now?
Our tight ends coach, Brad Thomas, is up there. And then we also have another assistant on offense that is up there that's relaying stuff to the offensive line. So,
okay. Well, Coach, I thought it was a great start to the game. We got a fumble recovery right off the kick, you know, off the boom, kicked off. And we go right down and score. So I'm like, all right, we're off and running. And then the next series, Quinn fumbles, we go same thing. I thought, all right, we're going to go back down and score again. And then throw a nice touchdown pass to Terry Mitchell. Yeah, we're on. And then it gets called back. What was that penalty?
That was the penalty that we had. A guy in motion, and the official said that he turned up too quick. And, you know, if he turned up, it might have been only by half a second or something. It was close, but, you know, I think he did turn up a little too early. But, yeah, I mean, those are the missed opportunities I'm talking about. With, you know, that we rep that play all week long, and then, you know, we hit it, it's a touchdown, but it gets called back. So, you know, that was a missed opportunity. Then going back to the beginning of the game, we started the game with a penalty, and I don't think I've ever seen us be offsides on a kickoff. And that was just the start of, we were going to aim, we were going to do a pooch kick, and then, you know, then we switched to kicking it deep left. And then instead of walking up to the ball, you know, I think we ran up to the ball and everybody thought he was going to go kick off, and then we were offsides.
So I thought it might have fell off the tee.
Yeah, but it didn't.
What should he have done to not get a penalty?
I would have just walked up there and, you know, if you go run to the ball, I think those guys are on his movement. I would have just checked with the guys, you know, just like he does when he goes to kick off, look to the right, look to the left, and just, you know, tell those guys.
Is there a signal that he could say, all right, we're not kicking?
Yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, he could just, you know, hold his hands out and just walk up to the ball, and he would have been fine. But I think they thought since he was jogging up there or running up to the football, he was you know, proceeding.
Just another one of those weird things that happened that just never happens.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Unbelievable, yep. You're listening to the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, a lot of penalties. I feel like we kind of gave this game to them. I know we were the better team, but just 17 penalties for 100 and however many yards. Yeah. That's just, I mean, you can't win that way.
Yeah, I don't think you deserve to win when you create that many penalties and, you know, have key turnovers at crucial points. You just don't deserve to win, and that's what we've been harping on this week to our guys. Is I think, you know, and we're probably going to talk about this a little bit later, but I think we've been too comfortable. We've been too complacent, you know, and we got to go back to the way we, you know, do things at Brunswick High, blue collar mentality. We got to get back to work. It's got to be physical. And I think those are the things that, you know, looking back at the game, you know, we're making penalties that we should never make. And 17 of them, there's no way that we should be penalized that many times. And that's self-inflicting penalties, and we've got to very limit those if we want to be successful for the rest of the season.
Well, I thought the crew, I mean, I thought it was a fair call game. The crew was from out of town. It wasn't our local crew, but I thought it was fair. I mean, we saw the guys jumping off sides and doing things. It's just way too many. So really no getting around it.
Yep, I agree 100%.
So how about that play where y'all did, it was like everybody was doing a shift. And they called us on it. What was going on there? It looked like you, like, y'all had planned that or something.
So, on that play, when you shift, the center cannot touch the ball. And our center had his hand on the ball, and we go to shift, then it's a legal procedure. So, when you shift like that, you cannot touch the football. And when we did it, you know.
That was an easy call for him.
Yep, that was an easy call. And, you know, that's what we got to learn from that mistake, that we can't do that. And move forward.
Yep, so I'm sure your center, he knows better now for sure.
That's right.
Well, we go in at halftime, 15-0. I mean, we were in control. What's the message at halftime, and were there any adjustments, if any, because we were up 15-0?
I mean, definitely, I think, you know, the message was that, you know, we still had a half to play, and you know, everybody knows in this game, it's going to come down. Nobody's just going to lay down and it's going to be over. And they're going to fight back and do everything they can to come back, and which they did. And I think our guys, like I said, got a little too comfortable. You know, 15-point lead, I think they got comfortable with it and just thought, oh, second half was going to be fine. And, you know, our guys never gave up or they didn't lay down. But I just think we had that mentality that we've got to go back to work. And no matter what the score is, you know, until the game's over, you know, play that way. And I think that's what we have been harping all along in practice and echoing that stuff in practice. And, you know, it's been a physical couple of days at Brunswick High.
I bet it has. I know Monday's practice probably nobody wanted to go.
Right.
Well, Coach, we came out, we ran the ball, we had some good runs, good catches. Hezzy had some good runs and catches as well, but at some point we seemed to kind of lose the line of scrimmage a little bit. I know their number 52 was getting in our backfield, and just whenever he wanted to make a backfield tackle, he would. What were they doing to slow us down? Were they doing something?
I mean, I think that everything that we saw on film they did, you know, I think, you know, the fronts that they were giving us, and I think they just showed a lot of great effort up front and beating guys across their face. And, you know, I just think that we've got to use better technique you know, just trying to drive those guys out of there. And, you know, yeah, they had some tackles for some losses and they had some sacks, you know, especially at the end of the game, that definitely me being an offensive line guy, I'm not proud of at all. And those are things we got to get better at.
Absolutely. We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The best low country boil in Southeast Georgia? Mr. Shuck's Seafood. Also a dining room, full bar, and a full seafood market available. fresh shrimp, and live crabs. They were just swimming yesterday. Mr. Shuck Seafood, 107 Alabama in Brunswick, right beside Dan Bates. Takeout available, 912-265-5959. Be sure to find us on Facebook. 13 years of serving folks just like you, and we're proud to say, let's go Pirates!
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simon's in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Pirates! At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Brad Kirkland. This segment is brought to you by Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, Jack's Tire and Brake, and Max Barbecue. Coach, our field goal team, they seem to struggle after doing so well. We hit 9 PATs last week, and we didn't hit none this game.
Yeah.
Even though we got a field goal, young kicker, he had a real good field goal, I thought, but man, missing those PATs. We just couldn't hold them or couldn't keep them out of our backfield.
Yeah, that's what I'm explaining to you what happened there. You know, first of all, we had our punter, our kicker, McClain, actually pulled his quad in pregame. And so that's why, you know, we got him over on the sidelines. He stretched and everything. And, you know, he was confident that he could still punt and do field goals, but he wasn't sure if he could kick off. So then with the field goal team, our guys are supposed to have a certain amount of splits or a space in between each other, you know, to widen out the edge. Well, our guys are foot to foot in there, which shortens the edge down by at least a foot and a half. And so no wonder guys were coming through off the edge so quick. And so that was definitely a point of emphasis this week in practice, to make sure that we have our splits, make sure we widen out the edge, make sure we protect, you know, the first PAT we missed, and then the second one as well. We missed that one. You know, we got a guy coming. He's almost right there. He almost caught the snap from the, you know, and he could have set it on the block as well. But those are things that we've got to get better at. We got to notice that stuff and quit being so young and, you know, and just making the same mistakes over. Because that's the second time we did it. And then I think the last one was the field goal attempt. Excuse me, we had a field goal that Landon Etheridge came in and he hits a 20-25 yard field goal, you know, that put us, you know, gave us 15 points. So I felt comfortable at the end of the game. I hate to put him in that situation at the end of the game, but we did have the opportunity to do that there. And, you know, once again, we had our splits that were too tight. You know, I think even somebody on the left-hand side jumped over somebody and put their hands on, you know, on the back when it pushed off, so that should have been a penalty. But, you know, hindsight's 20-20, and then we just got to get our splits every time when we go out for PAT field goal.
Was that happening, the splits on every PAT?
Yep.
So we didn't notice it until too late?
Every single time. Well, on the field goal, they actually had really good spacing, and then I just think on the field goal, the first one, I don't think really anybody noticed it because they just thought it was off the edge. It was one of our wings. And then looking at it, you know, later, they were really tight in there. I think they were really trying to protect the inside gap. And but when you do that and you tighten everybody down, you're going to leave somebody come off the edge.
Well, Coach, give us an injury report. I know you mentioned Fenner, and he had that pulled quad. How about the rest of the game there?
Yeah, I mean, we got, I think Jay Sean Towns is a big part of our defense, and he went down with an injury, I think, late in the third quarter, early in the fourth. And but he's going to be okay. No broken bones or anything. And he, I think, just strained his calf. So he's a day-by-day type guy. He's been rehabbing with our trainer. McLean's been, rehabbing with our trainer. He's been practicing this week. But as far as those guys, everybody else is healthy, moving forward to Grovetown. And definitely that's where we want to be.
Very good. This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, we got Grovetown coming in Friday night. It's time to get back on it. What kind of offense do they run? Have you looked at some film? What can you tell us?
Oh, yeah, definitely looked at some film because last year, this was our hurricane game with these guys. We played them at 5 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon. And definitely they are very talented. They run a spread offense. They have a dual threat quarterback. They can run and throw. Very talented guy. Big offensive line. They got one or two receivers out there on the edge that will go get it. Grovetown is a big basketball school. They've won the state championship in 6A there, I think, 2 years ago. And then in our region, they were very, very competitive. So they got some very athletic kids. And then defensively, they run an even front, so they run a 4-2. And, so that's kind of different from what we've seen. We've seen a lot of 3-4 schemes, a lot of odd schemes. So we've got to make a lot of adjustments, and the communication's got to be there front on the offensive line. But I see a lot of talent. They've got a lot of skilled guys that can be dangerous with the football in their hands. We just got to make tackles in space.
So any key matchups? I know we got Jay Sean out, so who's his replacement, and how are the matchups looking?
So we still got Mike Daniels and Zay James that are in the mix at linebacker. A guy that you will hear coming over from the offensive side playing a little linebacker for us is going to be Caleb Butler. He's practiced there all week at inside linebacker for us, and it's really coming natural to him. I know he's played that inside linebacker a lot at the youth level and middle school, and so it's going to be going to be a good challenge for us, and he's helping us out, giving us some depth at linebacker as well.
Well, Coach, you usually have a word of the week. You can give me one last week. You said you're going to keep it.
Yeah.
So how about this week? You got one?
Yeah, we're going to refocus and regroup. I think this is what we got to do, and just, get rid of the complacency. I think, like I said before, too comfortable, too complacent. All the meals that, these guys have got, I think they need to get more hungry. So, we canceled the meals that were coming into Brunswick High this week. And these guys are really going to have to work for whatever they get. They're going to have to earn it. I think a lot of these guys have been riding the coattails of the success of a lot of other people. You look at our teams, and there's only a handful of guys that played 3 years ago or two right. years ago. We got a lot of stars from 1 year. And those guys have been, of the undefeated season last year or the undefeated regular season the year before. I mean, these guys were only sophomores and some as freshmen, so they've got to earn their keep, and they've got to put the work in, and they got to have that blue-collar mentality. So that's what we're trying to get across to our guys.
I wrote down discipline, composure, keep your bearing, because at the end of the game, it was a tough loss, and I know these guys are young, but the younger guys are looking at some of our older guys, and it's these older guys that were throwing helmets, doing those stupid stuff that was that addressed? And talking about the character and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's a very emotional game for these guys. It's a city championship. Nobody wants to lose that because you're going to hear about it for 364 days and all that stuff. And, those guys were emotional because I think they, dealing with the loss and, knowing your seniors, that was your last time playing Glen Academy. And I think, you'll see a different attitude yes, we got to be more disciplined. Yes, we got to have composure. But I kind of understand some of the things that those guys went through because, they probably have a lot of regrets. Probably should have practiced a little harder last week. Probably should have done something, different or gave a little bit more effort on a play. And those are things that, you know, they can't make those same mistakes twice. You better have the pain of regret or the pain of discipline, you know, and better be more disciplined because you don't want to regret something later.
Well, Coach, checking the weather, 88% chance of raining for Friday. I don't know the actual hours when it's going to rain, but bring some towels, just drop the balls,
yep. Okay,
just in case. Good thing about this week is no distractions. This is not the city championship.
That's right.
This is not homecoming. Ain't nothing. It's just football. It's a region game. We're going to get back on it.
Yeah, we're ready to get back on the field in Lincoln County Stadium, and you know, I think a lot of these guys are ready to get back out there and you know, get back on the grass and play. I think, you know, after last week, they're going to prove themselves, and they got a lot to show. And we're looking forward to a Friday night.
Absolutely. We're going to get back in the driver's seat. Thanks for joining us on the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here at Max Barbecue at 7:30 p.m. I'm Brad Kirkland, signing off.